Hello, my name is Andy Bundy, and welcome to Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. This is episode 4 of a podcast where I kind of talk about my life, my Twitch streams, and occasionally some of my friends along the way. So stay tuned, and we'll get started right after this. Hello and welcome back to Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. My name is Andy, and first of all, I wanted to thank Obi and Bubbles again for helping me last week in the podcast and just kind of housing me during the Ohio Comic Con or the Wizard World Columbus. That was a great time, and I don't know. Being an extroverted person myself, if you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs personality types, I am what they call an ENFP. Which is extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and perceptive. Won't go into too much detail, but talking about the extroverted part, I get energized by being around people. And that whole weekend, I was around a lot of people, had a great time, really excited. But that was a good time. I'm kind of still coming down from it, if I'm honest, and I'm hoping that here in the near future, I'll be able to do something like that again. I don't know when or where or how, but I'm excited for that. So I know last week we kind of talked about our Twitch streams last, just because I got talking to Obi and didn't think about it. I don't know if you've noticed, I don't really have a structure when I talk about these podcasts. I just kind of let the conversation drive itself, or kind of whatever's going on in my mind. But this week, I just kind of want to talk about the Twitch streams that I did this week, and then talk about next week and what that looks like. At least the plan of it. So this week, I played, again, through Scooby-Doo Night of 100 Frights. Now, the game is good. It's taken a lot longer than I thought it was going to. I was going to initially be finished this past week. However, one of the jobs that I have is that I'm the auditorium manager for the local high school that I work at, and they have a concert this weekend, and I was setting up their lights and their sound stuff and all of that, so I had to take it out. I had to shorten my streams so I could go to those. It was fine, but I kind of got my schedule mixed up, and life happens. You just gotta get used to it. I've been streaming these 4, 5, 6 hour streams, and only being able to do a 2 or 3 hour one, it felt like I wasn't doing as much. But I know a lot of my friends who stream, that's about their normal.
I have to apologize.
I have to apologize for some reason. I got plenty of sleep, but I'm still yawning like crazy. Maybe it's because I'm talking now and the oxygen is trying to get through, but as I said, last week we played through more of Scooby-Doo Night of 100 Frights, and we're getting to the point, I think we're to the final area, but I need to collect a bunch of Scooby snacks to open that door. And Espio was saying that he thinks that's pretty much all the rest of them in the game, which should be interesting. I'm going to try and do a bunch off screen maybe tomorrow. That way when we come in on Tuesday, we can knock it out and head to whatever's next. We'll see. I also wanted to mention that this last week I started a challenge that for every bit and donation, like monetary donation that I get from my stream, we're doing a challenge to see what happens with my facial hair. I'm doing this in conjunction with Raw Joe and SBO717. They're doing the challenge, and I was kind of like, hey, I went in on this. This is kind of cool. So the challenge is, each one of those has a keyword. So I have 4 options. You can either do keep, shave, mustache, or goatee. And whatever happens, or whatever has the most by the end of our challenge, which is October 31st, which is this upcoming Thursday, is what I'll decide to do with my facial hair. As of right now, keeping the beard is in the lead, followed closely behind with shave and mustache. Thanks, Falco. but I'm, as I said, we'll find out on Thursday. I'm thinking what I'll do Thursday. We'll, at the end of the stream, we'll kind of check to see what's doing where. And then maybe if I have extra time, do it on stream. I'm not 100% sure. This is still kind of just my planning. I haven't sat down and thought about it because it's been kind of a crazy busy week for me. Between working at the cable company that I work at, working at the movie theater I work at, and then having to do the stuff for the choir stuff. It's just been a long week, and hopefully that's going to be changing here soon. I won't obviously talk much about that, but there might be some changes in the works, and when that happens, I will let you guys know. Next week, hopefully we finish also Scooby-Doo. I'm hoping to finish it Tuesday. And I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to play next. Probably a short game, but we'll see. I am getting all the notifications today. I'm not sure if you hear them either because of how my microphones are set up, but it happens. But yeah, that's my kind of recap from my streams last week and what to look forward to the next week. So I was struggling trying to figure out what to talk about for today's podcast just because there's a lot that I could talk about, and at the same time, there's not a lot of news specific to me. So the biggest one that I could think of was, I keep seeing the articles about how Shroud, which is a Twitch streamer, is moving to Mixer with Ninja as an exclusive streamer. And I guess the thought I had was, these are two really big Twitch streamers. One for Fortnite, one for CSGO. I'm interested to see why Microsoft is doing that. I mean, it's kind of a play to try and push their... Mixer's been a platform for a long time. I tried streaming on it once a while back. Didn't really seem to be as fleshed out as Twitch. But apparently now they're building to a point where they can spend the money they have Microsoft backing to bring these big streamers from one platform to the other. Because I know Twitch has, at least as an affiliate, I think, I'm going to have to reread those, the exclusivity contract, basically, where you can't be an affiliate on Twitch or other platforms. But I'm not 100% sure on that, because I know, like, Simple Flips, he's a Twitch streamer, but I know he's been doing a lot of streams on Facebook Gaming, so I'm not sure how that all works. Might be something I have to look into. And honestly, I have considered streaming onto Facebook Gaming, but the thought of streaming there and not having the audience that I have on Twitch, would I be able to get a lot of the same people? Would it be any better? Would it be any worse? I know Facebook Gaming isn't the greatest platform for streaming, but I've been kind of messing with it a little bit, and it's Facebook, it's Twitch's, it's Facebook's competitor to Twitch, and I'm intrigued at it, but not enough to make the jump, because I like Twitch. It's established. I know they just did the redesign and stuff like that, but I've not had any real big major complaints of the platform. I know there are some people who have, but I think I'm going to stick with Twitch for a little bit at least. Because I'm noticing a lot of growth, and the communities that I've joined since then, like the Splatoon community on Twitch, is the best Splatoon community ever. some of the streamers like Talisha and Fish and Zambalina and Falco and Espio to an extent. Just getting to meet all of these people and getting to chat with them and having our own inside jokes and stuff like that. Just it's kind of nice to be in a community like that and having the ability to work with that community. So don't expect me to be leaving Twitch anytime soon. If I do stream on another platform like YouTube Gaming, Facebook Gaming, Mixer, whatever, it would be a supplemental to what I'm doing now. And it would be more of a, hey, let's see how this looks or how this works kind of thing. We'll see. Also, I think I've mentioned this in a prior stream. As I said, I'm doing the lights and sound for this local high school choir performance. It's kind of getting me in the mood to do some performance as well. So either it's going to be a Twitch Sing stream in the near future, or you're going to maybe see me get some friends to help me record video on stage or whatever. I haven't decided yet. We'll see. We've also got some games coming up soon. I know Sword and Shield's coming up here soon. Luigi's Mansion 3, I think, comes out this week. And those are the two that I'm thinking of. I know Nick Makes Plays, who's a fantastic streamer. Check him out if you haven't. He's getting ready to stream Luigi's Mansion, but also is getting ready for Sword and Shield, because Pokemon is kind of part of his brand as well, which is kind of cool. Let's see. There's not a lot, a whole more for me to talk about today. So this might be a shorter podcast than what a lot of my other episodes have been. If you guys have anything you want to talk to me about, or if there's anything you want me to talk about on the podcast, let me know. You can leave me a message in my Discord. You can send me a private message. You could message me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, Twitch. We can do that. On Anchor, it's unique in the fact that you can leave voice messages and send those to me, and I can answer questions and such on the podcast. I love to hear what you think, and if you have any extra thoughts for my podcast, or if you disagree with things I talk about, we can discuss it. But I think that's going to be it for today. As I said, it's going to be a shorter podcast. It's a nice rainy day. I've got work coming soon and not really that motivated to talk and such. Not as inspired, I guess. So hopefully next week we'll have something, a little bit of a change. And until next time, thank you for listening. Again, follow me on Twitter if you haven't. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, all of the stuff. Links will probably be in the show notes. I'm figuring it out slowly but surely. But interact with me. I love to talk with people. I love to just kind of chat and figure out where I'm going and what I'm doing, etc. So we can start some conversations and go from there. So until next time, thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.